Don't look back because the market is closed. Good Friday afternoon, everyone. Tyler Herridge here for today's VRA Investing Podcast, where we give you a brief market recap based on what we see happening in the VRA investing system. So let's jump right in. After two very strong months of non-farm payrolls increasing, jobs came in lower than expected. The expected number was 190,000. Jobs ended up coming in at 157,000. However, an important point here, while these numbers may have looked down, June jobs number were just revised higher by 30,000, with ultimately ending at 248,000 jobs created in June versus the previous number of 213,000. And May jobs numbers were revised higher as well. So, given this, we could see July numbers revised much higher in the near future. Many people are talking about that already. Now, like I said, that number right off the bat may look negative. However, once you dig under the hood here, you see a lot more positive. So the overall unemployment rate just dropped below 3.9%. That's the lowest number in 50 years. Another positive point here to look at is wage growth, which grew by 0.3% as there's greater competition now in the workforce. So what we're seeing here is one number that we really were expecting to see, and a lot of people have been talking about wanting to see, is wage growth that has been a little bit stagnant and is very positive here for us going forward. In spite of China announcing another $60 billion in potential tariffs, most of our major indexes reflected positive data today. Jumping right in here to our major indexes, we saw the Dow finish up by 132 points today, or 0.52%, to close at 25,459. The NASDAQ finishing up 0.12%, or 9 points, to finish at 7,812. The S&P 500 finishing up by 0.46 on the day, or 13 points, to close at 2,840. And lastly, our market leader here, our favorite, actually finished down on the day. That's the Russell 2000, finishing down by 0.52% or 8 points to close at 1,673. Moving on to a few of the VRA market internals here, where we saw a negative day for advanced declines in the NASDAQ while it was still up on the day. However, an overall positive day for advanced declines, with 4,388 advances to 3,878 declines. Up-down volume was a major bright spot on the day, all of our indexes having greater new highs to new lows, with 317 new highs to just 145 new lows. And lastly, despite the NASDAQ struggling on up-down volume as well, up-down volume still came in positive overall on the day. Now on to a few commodities, where we saw metals rally slightly on the day, gold trading up 0.17% or 2 points, currently trading at 1,222, silver up 0.3%, currently trading at 1,543. And lastly, the biggest metal mover on the day, copper, up a nice 0.64%, trading now at $2.75. Oil continues its slide with another down week here. Now it's been a down last month for oil, trading down today by 0.5%, currently at $68.56 a barrel. Looking now to next week, we still have a number of companies yet to report earnings, including Marriott, Etsy, Snapchat, Dropbox, and Coca-Cola, just to name a few. A lot more exciting names out there, so should be another exciting weeks of earnings to come as we see great numbers coming in. As of Thursday this week, 327 S&P companies have reported. 82% of those companies have destroyed their estimates, with 24.9% growth along with 10.6% revenue growth, and we look to see these numbers continue into the next week. Folks, that is all that we have time for here today. Please be sure to subscribe to receive our daily VRA podcast in your inbox. You can sign up today at VRAinsider.com/podcast. Again, you will receive each of our podcasts at the end of the day, right after the market close, a brief recap of the market at VRAinsider.com/podcast. Thanks again, and until next time, have a great weekend, and we will see you back here on Monday.